With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Lawmakers have taken part in a Commonwealth meeting on how parliaments watch over public spending. Radio K-Man's April Cummings reports.
Government representatives joined parliamentarians from more than 30 legislatures at a Commonwealth Public Accounts Conference this month. The parliament said in a statement this week, the two-day meeting in Port of Spain, Trinidad, focused on strengthening scrutiny of public spending, financial oversight, and transparency. The Cayman delegation included Public Accounts Committee members Kenneth Bryan and Roy Tatum and Parliamentary Procedural Clerk Tichelle McLean. During the conference, members at the CAPAC General Meeting voted unanimously to transfer the Association's Secretariat to the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association headquarters and elected a new executive committee to guide its work. Parliament says the exchange of ideas and best practices are meant to support good governance and more effective oversight across the Commonwealth. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
In other news, gentlemen, you're invited to a men's health and lifestyle summit tomorrow.
There are multiple unique barriers for men when it comes to their health care, one of which has to do with our societal conditioning. Men have been taught over time to not talk about their pain, not talk about their stresses or struggles, not talk about their anxieties or their depressions. And somehow, society said, and given them the idea that this is seen as weakness or less masculine. So men tend to suffer in silence. On alone, oftentimes until the point where they are in extreme crisis. And so what we want to do is to be able to reshape that rhetoric to say actually take strength and courage to seek help and to be proactive about your health as opposed to being reactive.
Dr. Colin Charles is inviting men to Hotel Indigo from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. for discussions on health, mental wellness, lifestyle, leadership, and legacy. The event is free, but you need to register at CIMHALS.org. That's simhals.org. Finally, hankering for a good breakfast but don't want to make it yourself? Then pop by the Farmers Market tomorrow morning, that's the 20th of June, for a freshly made meal by Cayman's National Youth Chefs as they raise funds for one of their own.
Coco Rosa was in a hit-and-run accident in Honduras.
Oh boy.
A few years back, and she couldn't afford the surgery. So an honorary member of the National Youth Culinary Program is me today, and a group of her friends did a fundraiser for her so she could get the surgery. And now there's costs for rehab and and physio and stuff that Rosa had to take out a loan for. So we're hoping to help her pay off her loan, and then she can hopefully get back on her feet.
CIG's Jamo Miles with the National Youth Culinary Program tells Radio Cayman you'll be able to get omelets, porridge, and tea from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. For more information, you can email nycpcayman@gmail.com. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.